So whenever you're ready, baby.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Dom.
And welcome to Coffee Date with us. No, I don't. I sound like a robot. All right, guys, welcome back to the second episode of Coffee Date. We first just want to say thank you so much to everyone who listened. Yes. And we just want to say, you know, we're really excited about this. Yeah. Obviously,
we had a lot of good feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we have a lot of opportunity to have a bunch of different topics and stuff. We did try to get some feedback about questions. We only got a couple. Most of them were like really silly questions, so not like actual questions we could do on the podcast.
Yeah, but we had a great reach out from people who supported us, people that I didn't even know, like, you had access to the internet.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
People were listening to our podcast, giving us feedback, really just saying that they were proud of us and that they were excited to see what this blossomed into. So that was really cool. I did not expect that kind of engagement back. So
yeah.
It's pretty cool to see people actually care and that they're supportive. Even if they aren't really listening to it, they said they were supportive. That was cool.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard because we don't have video. So not everybody just like plays podcasts. Like there are certain people who play podcasts in the car when they're driving places.
Yeah,
but there are other
sure.
people who actually want to watch a video of yeah. people talking.
Video's
so it's hard. Yeah.
Video's coming someday. We're working on our podcast space in our apartment now.
Yeah, I can't let go of this desk.
Yeah.
So
it's all right. It's still cool. And today on our coffee date, you know, this beautiful Sunday morning, we are drinking.
Oh yeah, let's
from a
say.
Local spot.
My cup is empty.
Here in West Palm Beach, Sid chugged her coffee while we were waiting for production. But a local spot in West Palm Beach called Pump House, and it is their Guatemalan blend. Exactly what we needed this morning.
Yeah.
Perfect medium blend.
Is this
creamer.
The only one we've tried from them?
No,
the
I've
Guatemalan?
Had Brazilian. I've had Colombian.
I feel like I only recognize that one label, the blue.
Yeah.
Maybe they all look like that, though.
The bag is blue, yes.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, you know how different bags have different colors for, like, what the specific one is.
This one's Guatemalan, so if you're in the local area, West Palm Beach, give Pump House a try. You'll probably be hearing lots more about them. So, yeah, that is what we're drinking this morning.
Yeah, so shout out to Pump House Coffee. So just some quick updates before we start this, episode, basically on, you know, what we're coming off of. Dom just got back from traveling. So, this past, I guess, week, really.
Yeah. Headed back to travel this week again.
Yeah. We had like couple days of travel, week off, and now you have a couple days of travel coming up again.
Yeah. But that's usually how it is this time of year. We try to make January, like everybody else, our restart month into the new year. So getting back from traveling in January, getting into more traveling. But January is kind of like a reset month for both of us.
Yeah.
Sid, you know, coming back into her rotations, which we'll talk a little bit more about. And then me, myself, doing the entrepreneurial world, planning events, traveling, doing all the things. It's all fun. We enjoy it, but we don't.
Should we tell them that we did dry January and...
Oh, God. And...
And no eating out. Except for I ate Chipotle the first week.
Home cooking. Yeah, that was interesting. We're not big drinkers on the calendar year.
My family would say otherwise.
We drink at events. We drink to celebrate. But we did dry January, and you don't realize until you go get food or you prep food, like the minimal amounts of like alcohol you consume, like wine,
here and there.
Like,
you mean?
Yeah, like a glass of wine or a cocktail or
mostly me, guys. I just drink
Sid.
My Prosecco.
I'm cheap and frugal, so alcohol costs money.
Yeah, and then we didn't go out to eat, which
that was
it. Actually, it wasn't that bad until the weekends came when you like want to do like breakfast out or like one dinner.
Yeah,
because we like date night. That's like something we've been huge about, and we couldn't do that out.
Well, you don't realize how many things involve like being social and going out to eat.
Yeah, because like, you had like three meetings or something at a restaurant and you're like, you couldn't eat.
Eating, like, I was sitting there like, I thought I was fasting.
Drinking water.
Like, oh, no, I'm good. The waiter keep coming back. You would like to order. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
But that was cool. That was something I've never done, especially dry January, but not eating out for an entire month.
It felt good to eat out and have a glass of wine.
It did. But it felt even better to cook every meal in our kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I liked it. Because I'm the cook, so I liked it.
I mean, my stomach appreciated that.
Yeah, I'm sure my wallet appreciated it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that was our little recap of what you guys heard from us since the last episode we dropped. And today we're going to kind of give you like a quick insight to where we're at right now and then talk a little bit about the topic of today, which is expectation. Mm-hmm. So as we head into, you know, we're about halfway through February, we're going to talk about where Sid's at, which is back on the floor.
Are we halfway through February?
Yes,
yeah, we are. Wow.
Almost.
Yeah. So I feel like for those of you who don't know, like residency is every single like 4 weeks is something different in residency. It's almost like med school where you're still going through rotations. So your schedule changes all the time. So I just came off like a pretty nice rotation, outpatient rotation. So the hours were outpatient hours, which is like 8 to 5. Which is super nice.
Like 8 to 1.
Yeah. And occasionally it would be like an early day. So that was nice having like 2 or 3 days where I was done at like 1 or 2. Super nice. Anyways, I'm coming back into one of the worst rotations in residency, which is any residency program. When you go on the floor, it's like, you know, when you get admitted to the hospital, that's where I think before I went into medicine, I was like, what is inpatient? What is outpatient? Like, what does that mean? It's like if you get admitted to the hospital, the people taking care of you, that's the inpatient team. Mm-hmm. And you are there every waking hour, every bit of sunlight, you're there. Because I don't see the sunlight. Because I get there at 5:30 and then I leave at 7 p.m.
You look like it.
Huh? So, yeah, that's what's coming up for me. And you have more traveling.
I'm going back down to old Texas this week. I have an amazing opportunity to go and teach a workshop for some NFL combine guys on foot health. One of the companies that I work with, Spatial Mobility, we are diving into some workshops and we're going to be tackling, no pun intended, the NFL guys for this coming week. That was actually a pretty good pun. But it's going to be exciting. It's my first workshop I've done in a long time outside of teaching classes. So it'll be fun to teach them and show them the importance of foot health and ankle health that we all need. So those of you listening, get your feet right because they are the foundation to your body. But yeah, I'll do that for a couple weeks. I'll do that for this week. Have off traveling wise for a couple weeks. And then I think I'm back on the road sometime in March. But we're trying to make it to where I'm not traveling as much when Sid's super busy because it just...
When I'm not busy, you mean?
Yeah, when you're not busy.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah. You're saying I'm trying to travel when Sid's not super busy. Yeah. But yeah, you mean to line our schedules up more. It's impossible.
And it's always, it just feels more secure when one person's here at home.
Yeah.
Or in town at least. So that's where we're at. But it's ironically enough, we're talking about expectations and that's something we just dealt with, you know, like we just had a conversation yesterday, in fact, about expectations and with both of our schedules being so distant at times that it's hard to have the same expectation. And that's like something we've had to deal with trial and error with, you know, I expect you to do this, this, and that, and you expect me to do this, this, and that.
Yeah.
And you forget about that person's engagement or that person's obligation. But it doesn't make an excuse not to still be obligated to your partner or not. But we talked about that. You know, you want to share a little bit more about, because this is something that you felt
with our
relationship lately, like the last week or so.
I feel like a lot of people could probably relate to this because I feel like most people have occupations that are like different and busy in their own ways, whether one person's entrepreneur, one person's a doctor, or one person's a physical therapist and the other person is a real estate agent. Like a lot of people don't do the same profession, I feel like, as a couple.
Well, even that, their schedules aren't the same.
Yeah. Like, but I do have friends that are both physicians, or even people who work together, which that's cool. Yeah. But I feel like most people don't have that. And a lot of people deal with different schedules. So I feel like with us specifically, it's like polarizing schedules in the sense of I'm home, he's not. Like I have free time, he absolutely doesn't, or you have free time, I absolutely don't. Like when I'm at work, I don't even think I communicate with you for like 14 hours. Like occasionally you'll text me and I like won't see it. So we could go that many hours without talking.
Yeah.
Same thing when I come home, you know, if you're working late or you're doing something where you have to go train someone or you're on a call or whatever, it's like just polarizing schedules, obviously. So I feel like one thing is like adjusting your expectations, and that can come with like month to month, honestly, which is what it's like for us.
No, but like talk about how you felt. Like that's
what do you mean?
Like this week, like you, like your
oh, like what example, I addressed
like,
with you,
know, like what is it that you're feeling? you know, like what somebody can expect to be feeling like that. Like I'm sure people out there listening have that same exact feeling they have in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and the other person, you know, has to be brought up to speed. So you don't have to go into detail, but kind of give like an abstract of what you felt. We just had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah. So basically I brought up to Dom that like, you know, you could, it, these times can feel super isolating and you start like overthinking things, whether it be in the relationship or like your job or where you are in your own like personal achievements, whatever that may be. It can feel like really isolating. And so I brought that to his attention. I brought that to your attention. Mm-hmm. And I think it took me like 3 or 4 days to bring it up because I'm like, oh, we're good. Like, I don't want to bring up, you know, the fact that like different schedules feel really isolating. Cause it's like, that's going to happen no matter what. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, I guess this is part of just expectations. It's like, I can't expect you to know that I'm feeling that way unless I tell you that.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, like regardless of how I feel about what you said, right? It's
yeah, like you said, your feelings are validated.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that.
And I think that's the most important thing that I've learned only through self work. Like, because 1 year or 2 years ago, you'd have told me I would have been on defense mode. I'd have been like, "You're crazy! Like this is not my fault. Like you feel that way. Like
yeah,
you know what I mean." And in that moment, you have those initial thoughts. Like in my head, I'm like, "Why is it like? Why do you feel?" And I'm like combing through everything that I've done in the last whatever long and be like, how could you feel that way? But then like at the same time, you have to come to the realization, like that's the whole thing in itself. Like that's your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, I have to take account the way you feel, the way you interpret. So like, if I say a message to somebody, they interpret it 5 different ways.
Yeah. I can't control the way that my
message is portrayed. My actions, all I can do is try to become aware of said action and either choose to continue the way I'm doing it or to help them feel appreciated or help them feel heard or whatever the case is. So that was my moment yesterday or day before yesterday when we talked about this and you brought it up. The first thing, you know, being selfish as we all are, you're like, there's no way. Like I'm doing what I have to do. I'm doing these things for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, how could you feel that way? Like I'm busy. I'm traveling. I'm doing these things to make money for you. And then it's like, no, though. I'm like, that's not right. Like you have to validate her feelings. You have to make her feel seen and do whatever you have to do. Plus then some to continue to make her feel appreciated.
You know,
and make her feel, you know, not alone.
Yeah.
So that's the way I took it. And that's not how it always goes. That's just a moment that I had a chance to, you know,
that was one time Dom was approachable to talk to.
That's not true. I do get on the fence. My saying is you turn up on me, I turn up on you twice.
It's so funny that like we get really defensive about like the way people feel. It's like, oh, why do you feel that way? Yeah, I did not do that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
What's that saying where it's like, if you work so hard at what you're like, and basically to go along with like, oh, I'm doing all this for you. Like, how could you not? And it's like, there's a quote that says, you know, if you work so hard to have a life that you want, like you never spend the time enjoying it, whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, it's like in other words, if you're working so hard for people in your life, spend time with people in your life, basically. Don't forget why you're who you're doing it for.
Yeah. The purpose of, don't forget to enjoy it basically. Yeah, you know, if you spend all the time working toward it and not enjoying it, then what's the point?
I agree. It is something you have to continue to like nourish and bring attention to, because if you spend all your time trying to please the other person, you're going to go in a circle. Like if I took what you said and I just solely spent all the time trying to please you, make you happy and forget my own work and my own stuff that I'm trying to do, then it's just as guilty as me not giving you attention. And I think that's an easy way to get trapped up into it. And the synopsis of the whole story is like, don't pour too much water in one bucket. Like try to distribute your attention, your efforts and your time into both entities, which is easier said than done. But I think you bringing that to my awareness helps me do that. You saying how you felt in that moment, not burying it deep down inside. And then, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later, it comes out of nowhere. Yeah. In which, you know, I'm a exploder for sure. I definitely am that person in a relationship when it comes to feelings. But yeah, that's, you know, an expectation. Years ago when Sid was in medical school or in rotations, the expectation of our relationship was much easier. It was like I had my coaching schedule, my training schedule. Sid had her rotations, which she was done and started at the same exact time. Mm-hmm. We knew that. Now when you get into the real world of working, there is no start and end time. It's kind of just like you get done when you get done.
Yeah, exactly. When your work is done, you're done. Yeah. Not the hours.
We're different people. Like I had to learn that you're somebody, when you're not busy, you have to constantly be in communication with me. And it doesn't matter what I'm doing. You're like, I need to talk to Dom because I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
And I'm the opposite. I'm like, if you're busy, I'm cool with that. You do your thing. Like, I'll talk to you when I talk to you. I just want to know you're safe. And when I'm not busy, I'm the same way. I'm not saying you're not good being alone. I'm just better at being in solitude.
Yeah.
You know, like to me, it's like, oh, I'm kicking it. Like I'm, my mind is working on other things.
Yeah. But
there's no fault in that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just,
I'm sure every relationship everybody's like that. Like somebody's like, I'd rather be accompanied than to be in solitude, which mm-hmm. is fine.
No, I think for me, this is another expectation we have is if I'm not working, the thing is, it's like when my job is done at the hospital, I don't have anything that I have to do at home because
that's everything.
Everything is, yeah. I have one job, right? Yeah. You have multiple. So it's like when you're done working at like, let's say Lululemon, you're not done working. You have other companies you work with when you get home. So for me, when I'm off, it's like, oh, I'm really off. Like I'm not doing any work. I'm not doing anything. I mean, I could be doing research. So those of you in my program who are listening or my program director, yes, I could be doing research. I could be studying. I could be reading. Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, she's not.
Anyways, I try to enjoy my time off when I'm actually off. But yeah, so the difference is my expectation is that when you're done working, okay, that's time that we get to like spend together. Yeah. So when I'm off, I'm like, oh, I'm going to send Dom all this stuff or try to talk to him and he's still working. No,
okay, let me let y'all in a little secret. Sid is, like I say this with a very loose saying, she is a dog with a bone. Like that is the nice thing I say to her. When she has a point, when she has something she wants to do or get done, she will not stop.
In other words, you better give her
your uninvited attention.
I have great perseverance.
No, it's not persistent. I call it annoyance. And like, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I could be in the middle of working and she's got whatever she wants in her hand and she's going
to
show
me. To be fair, and I do have ADHD. So that is a little bit of the ADHD coming out, right? Because I'll forget the point.
Yeah,
I'm dead serious, guys. I'm not on medication for this. Yeah. This is but just me being.
It's insane. Like, I'm like, how does your, like, you, there's no courtesy. Like, when people who have ADHD, there's no.
Exactly.
There's no order. There's no currency.
Please chime into this podcast. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, you have to get the point. If it doesn't come off my brain.
Those of you who are like me, who are a person of order, you believe there is a sequence of things that have to take place before you're interrupted.
No sequence. It has to come out.
No.
Dom says this all the time whenever we are like around other people who don't know me well.
God, I'm so embarrassed.
He's so embarrassed.
I get so embarrassed.
Because someone will be talking and like if there's a random thought on my mind from like last week, I have to say it.
It's like because
I don't want to forget the point.
Like you did it with my family that when we went home for holiday. Like we're talking We were talking about something that was random. Like we were talking about a conversation that everybody in the room was in the conversation. Sid is not in the conversation. She proceeds to interrupt the conversation with the most random thought and the room falls silent.
Like, no, it doesn't. In my head,
like, whisper to the person. Like, I'm so
like I want
to
take it back. I wish I could take it back when I say
that. Like when you know when like you have that person acting up and you have to like whisper to your friend like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's what I felt like I wanted to do to everybody in the room because I'm like,
okay. No, you just give me a look now. You're like, I'm just like, stop. Yeah, it happened.
That's so embarrassing. But anyway, to get back on track, expectation is something that is subjective to each relationship. And I think you have to learn the other person. You have to learn how they operate. You have to learn what it is that they are expecting from you while not taken away from yourself. And I think that we've talked enough about that you have to take care of yourself. You have to make sure that you're not taken away from you to give to somebody else without you putting yourself first.
Yeah.
I think that only makes the relationship better. But we learned that early on in our relationship about expectations.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that to me the other day because it brought light to me, but it also let me know what I have to do better of. Like today, I'm off today. So I try to get my small amount of work done early so that we can spend the day together because mm-hmm. you're off too.
Yeah.
But also, yeah.
But also you took a phone call, a work phone call.
Yeah, I did. But you also have to realize like
it's
your off day is not my off day.
Yeah. Yeah. We're working on it.
But yeah, that's what we had today as far as expectation. Thank you guys again for listening. And we're going to end the day with a quote that Miss Sydney is going to share with us.
I don't know who wrote this quote, guys. I tried to find it. I think it's someone named Dr. Wayne, but I can't actually find the accreditation. So I'm just going to say the quote. But this is a quote that I said a lot on my interviews the second time around applying for OB. And I still think that it's true. And even like now, whenever I'm in this residency for pediatrics, I come back to this quote sometimes. And when before we started recording this podcast, I was like, oh, let me find a quote that I want to use for today. I couldn't find anything. So I'll say this one. So the quote is, when you change the way you look at things, things you look at begin to change.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's a good quote. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, I've heard that said multiple different ways, but
I think I consolidated it a little bit.
The OG version is that, I believe. Yeah. So that was good.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening.
We really appreciate it. And we would love feedback from you guys to continue to grow this podcast and pump out as many episodes as we can. And if you guys have topics or you have games
or
questions for us, please share those with us because we would love to spread and give insight more into what we do.
Yeah.
Where we think. All right. Thanks again for listening, guys. We appreciate it.
See you next time.